So I think a lot of it is dealing with our own fears, misconceptions, and frankly, my own, let's say, ignorance about what it is, what is dementia, what is Alzheimer's, and how best to deal with someone we love in those moments.
And what is reality?
And what?
Right. Oh, boy. Yeah. I'm not even going to touch that. Yes,
right. Yeah. Right. You're right. What do you want to say, Susan?
Well, as I'm listening to this, one of the things that a lot of comes up, one of the things that comes up for me is that when somebody gets a diagnosis of dementia, and I like to call it dementia, I don't like to call it Alzheimer's, because there's so many different dementias, and I know there's a link between them, and it's important. But everybody in the room who hears it goes into some altered state. Mm. They go into some form of fear.
Whether or not they actually
have it or not, it doesn't matter.
Yes.
And it's because it's kind of like when you hear, when somebody says to you, a doctor says to you, oh, you have cancer. Mm-hmm. When somebody hears that, when they're with their family members or whoever, they don't hear it clearly. They're already, as soon as that word comes out of their
mouth,
thank you, they are gone. So that's why a lot of people don't hear everything, and that's why it's so important for whoever the doctor is or whoever's saying this to them, that they understand how to do that in a compassionate, caring way so that a person doesn't go out of there devastated and they can meet people or do things that will help them to retain that happiness in their lives. Because the reality is you don't stop living because you get that diagnosis.
Yes.
You actually just start to live. And that is a whole different process.
How does that work? Can you explain anything about that, Susan?
Yeah, so I'm going to let's see how I can explain this to you. So when I got my my stuff, and I met Yuta, at that time I didn't know what I was going to do because I was still seeing clients and I was in still a bit of denial, and I didn't want to stop seeing my clients, and the people who did the testing and this one group of people said, we're going to call the Board of Behavioral Sciences and take your license away. And I won't give you the whole story, but anyway, at that point, when you hear those kinds of things, it's like, what? You know, you're just telling me that I have to change my whole life. Well, meeting Yuta, who I was supposed to go talk to 2 years prior, which I was not going to do, and she sat down with me and said to me many things, but the one thing I remember the most is that, what do you like to do? Create creatively. Mm-hmm. And clay came out of my mouth, and so that she said, that's what you need to be doing. Mm-hmm. And then the other things that she said to me as things were happening, like, I can't remember what else right now, but like music. Mm-hmm. So plug music into your ears all the time because it helps. It helps me to focus. I don't know what it does for other people, but it helps me.
Well, there
focus.
Was a beautiful documentary about that not too long ago. Coming Alive, I think.
Yes,
it's astonishing.
It's called Alive Inside.
Alive Inside.
It's very, very good.
It's astonishing
what
music can do.